We welcome you into Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson on this Friday here at the NovaCare Complex. And the Eagles just 2 days away from the first trip to Levi's Stadium, Santa Clara, California. Excited to go out there, Chris?
Very much so. It's the only stadium the Eagles have not played in.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see. And, of course, we're not going to do a tour or anything like that. We're out there to watch the Eagles beat up on the San Francisco 49ers. From an Eagles standpoint, some injury updates to get to. Jason Kelce out for this game. Michael Kendricks out for this game. Josh Huff is a question mark. I doubt that he would line up for this game. Comes kind of a numbers thing, and the Eagles stretched a little thin at other areas. And we'll talk a little bit about the loss of Kelce and the loss of Kendricks as we go along today.
Yes, we will. We'll have Matt Tobin in studio. Dave Spadaro got the one-on-one with him. He's probable after missing the first part of the season with the high ankle sprain. He is set to go and slated to make his first career start at left guard. The offensive line shuffle is going to be something to watch. David Mulk ready to make his first career start at center. And Todd Harriman's sliding back outside to the right tackle spot.
Yeah, so the Eagles going with a lot of new faces in new places along the offensive line. And we will see if this offense continues to function. And then from a defensive standpoint, the big question is, what do you do with Colin Kaepernick? Yes or no, the Eagles spy Kaepernick?
I think they will. I will take a guess that they will. With whom is a big question. You look at the inside linebacker position. We're going to get into this later on in the show, but you're probably going to have the rotation there once again with Kendrick sideline, with Emmanuel Acho, Casey Matthews, and the rookie Marcus Smith II. But don't rule out someone in the secondary, and I'll mention him a little bit later in the show.
All right, so we got a lot to get to here. It's been a busy week for the Eagles coming off the win over Washington, San Francisco. In the team's sights next, let's take a look back at the week that was here at the NovaCare Complex for the 3-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
This is good old-fashioned NFC East football, boys and girls.
Well, I knew he was tough. You know, just like we know down deep, he's a very tough guy. And he got an opportunity to display it for all of us. You know, he was able to display what we all know. And anytime you can do that, you can gain confidence from that.
It was a fight. Literally, there was fights during the game. So it was a fight. Everybody saw it. It was a hard-fought game. Washington came out fighting. We fought right back. And I'm glad we ended up on top. Guys kept fighting to the end.
We are the strongest team in the fourth quarter. It shows. We keep finishing the games. Where others don't have it in the tank, we have it in the tank.
We got to take a cross-country trip, and we got to go play San Francisco at San Francisco. So I don't think anybody's thinking anything past the San Francisco game because it's a really, really good opponent. So.
On the field, Eagles 3-0. The Niners 1-2.
Kaepernick has got that running quarterback skill set with a huge arm. So he can throw it vertically. He can make any throw. When he extends it down, he's probably at his best.
Playing complimentary wins us games as a team, knowing that we keep it in striking distance. Eventually, the floodgates are going to open for our offense. They're going to put up points.
We got a bunch of guys that have the same mentality in terms of they're never really satisfied. They know that they can always do a little bit better.
Everybody keeps talking about, oh, the run game's not doing well, this and that, but we're winning games.
Now, this is after Nick Foles had just taken the big hit from Chris Baker. This is a great throw and an even better catch from Jeremy Maclin on the sideline.
That's the mark. Nick's starting to hit his stride.
Coach, I know the Niners 1-2, but that's a really good football team, isn't it?
Very good football team. You know, obviously they've been a perennial playoff team, got to the Super Bowl.
They're good at what they do, and we have to go out there and out-execute them. It's as simple as that.
You know, everybody goes out there and plays their hearts out on Sundays for each other. And, you know, you're going to be passionate about what you do, and you want to be the best.
No one blinks. No one flinches when we get in the situations that we've been in the first three games.
I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to get up for those guys. That's my mindset. I know those guys are depending on me, so I'm going to get up for them. And I'm going to keep fighting for them.
Yes, the offensive line will be in the spotlight. Can they keep Nick Foles upright? And one key player will be Matt Tobin, who is making his first career start, Dave.
Yeah, really remarkable. Matt Tobin, not drafted in 2013. The Eagles loved him coming out of Iowa. All of a sudden, he's in position to be an impact player on the Eagles' revamped offensive line. He's our guest when we return to Eagles 360 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win? You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein. In the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles offensive lineman Matt Tobin, who all of a sudden has a prominent role, potentially, if everything goes right between now and Sunday, when the Eagles play the 49ers in Santa Clara, California. Hey, man, how's the week been? It's been great getting back on the field and getting a lot of reps, huh?
Yep, real fun, excited, working with the guys, communicating, trying to get ready and prepared for going out to Santa Clara,
not San Francisco, young man. Not that you will even have 1 minute to – what do you do the day of the game? What do you do when you go on the road? What do players do?
Just relax, and I'll probably watch a lot of tape.
Yeah.
Watch a lot of tape and try to be as prepared as I can for when we get out there.
How much of a difference is the prep time from college to the NFL? It's not all about what you do on the field. It's really the difference between a player who makes it and a player who doesn't. A lot of times is how much time you put in off the field.
Yeah. In college, a lot of the guys are – kind of just go work with the team, and then when you're off on your own, you don't really watch a lot of tape or do recovery stuff like we do around here. So a lot of that stuff is on your own. So now that I'm here, I do a lot of that recovery stuff, watch more tape, do a lot of different things that you can do individually on your own.
Matt, I think everybody's really excited to see you. You played against the Cowboys last year briefly. I'm not sure the fans really got a feel for what you are, but it's interesting. You play all these games, you start all these games at Iowa, and then you've got a year where you're not active on game. How did you replace kind of that competitiveness that you know, you practice all week and then you want to go out and be physical and be competitive? How do you replace it when you're not playing?
You really don't. I mean, you just go hard during the week. Like last year when I was here, I just kind of made Wednesday when we had full pads, I just tried to think of that as my game day, being I wasn't dressing on actual game day. So I just kind of went real hard on and tried to make the guys I went against better because I was doing a lot of scout team work. So,
what was it like to not play on game day?
It was a little different being I did it for 2 years, but when I was at Iowa, I was a walk-on, so I had 3 years of watching everybody else do it too. So right. I've been in that position.
Matt, when you didn't get drafted, you had a choice of some teams to sign with. Why was this a good situation for you?
My agent and I, we looked at the roster and thought it was doable to make the team. And it just seemed like Coach Stoutland liked me a lot, more than a lot of other coaches I talked to. And we just thought that this would be the best opportunity to make it work.
So you had spent time with him in the pre-draft period?
Yeah, he just called me a few different times, and we just talked a lot and kind of got to know each other, stuff like that.
And during that time, does he just kind of tell you a little bit about what he's all about, what he wants to teach, and what he looks for in players?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He asked me if I liked a coach that got after you.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I've had that experience.
He's got a little personality, doesn't he, on the field?
Yep.
And you know, that's he just wants you to be a better player.
Right. Yep.
So tell me about San Francisco and what you've seen on tape from them.
They got a very strong front seven on the defensive side of the ball there. Very good. Justin Smith is strong. It's going to be a good challenge for me. And I'm excited to get after him.
Yeah, man, you're potentially your first start in the NFL. That's got to be a thrill.
Yeah, super excited.
Any family, friends, people coming out to the game?
I don't think so. I think my parents are going to have a few people over to watch the game, but other than that, that's all I know.
And it's just all business for you, isn't it?
Yep.
Tell me about the camaraderie of everything up front. All these injuries, players in and out, seems like it really hasn't skipped a beat.
Yeah. A lot of the other guys have been asking me about this too, and I just say that we're just kind of piggybacking off the preseason when I was healthy and we had Mulk, Kelly, and I in the middle in the second string. We always came in and we really moved the ball real well, and I'm pretty much just trying to keep that going once we get back out there.
I think that's what people have to understand, that in preseason games it was Matt at left guard and David Mulk at center and Dennis Kelly at right guard, so you were all able to take a ton of reps together.
We're comfortable in those positions because we've been working there for the whole preseason.
That's what it's all about, continuity up front. Matt, thanks. Thanks for coming in. Good luck on Sunday. Matt Tobin in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. When you do, you'll receive a receipt code making you eligible for the Swoop In and Win sweepstakes. Just go to swoopinandwin.com and enter the code today. It's your chance to win Eagles tickets, Eagles Pro Shop and Acme gift cards, and Eagles autographed merchandise. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow. That's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase participating Eagles kickoff kit items. Enter the receipt codes online for your child to win a chance to retrieve the tee at an Eagles home game. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. It's Dave and Chris here. We're going to throw it now into the Fan Cave studio and a little scouting report. The big man in the middle of the San Francisco 49ers defense, middle linebacker Patrick Willis. Maybe the best in the game. And Ike Reese and Mike Quick break it down. A tough assignment for the Eagles on Sunday.
All right, Mike, let's take a look at the San Francisco 49er defense. A lot of people think this defense may be its most vulnerable it has been in the last couple of years. They lost personnel up front. They lost personnel in the back end. But one constant remains the same, and that's the captain, Patrick Willis, here in the middle.
Ike,
let's watch him versus the run here.
He is the heart and soul of this defense. And if you want to see outstanding textbook linebacker play, you watch Patrick Willis. Watch how square he stays on every single play to the line of scrimmage.
You watch Patrick Willis play inside linebacker here, and this is basically a teaching reel. Just watch him. He knows it's a run play inside, down the distance, tells him that. Square to the line of scrimmage. He's able to scrape to the right, and when he gets to the ball carrier, he is violent.
Yeah.
Rarely misses a tackle. Always inflicting pain on all ball carries. Now, you know, not only is he great in the run game, this is a guy that can go out and play in the pass. Here, Chicago's going to set up a screen to Matt Forte. Patrick takes his drops here. You got linemen that are going to get out here. Watch as he scrapes through the traffic, gets to the ball carrier. And the best thing I like about this, he breaks down really without stopping, and he's able to bring his leverage with him to make this tackle on a very good run in the open field.
Recognizes that screen right away with the high hat from the offensive lineman, gets out in that lane. Watch how quickly he sifts through the interference and gets to Forte, the ball carrier, and takes him down. Good sound tackling.
Let's watch him here versus the Dallas Cowboys in pass coverage again. You're going to see him out here. He's basically playing a zone. Doesn't have anyone in his area, but he's keeping his eyes on Romo, the quarterback. As Romo breaks the pocket, he's able to mirror Romo right into the passing window. He's trying to get the ball to Jason Witten, makes a play on the ball in the air, interception in the red zone.
He's reading through to the halfback. The halfback stays in the block. He just drops back in coverage, gets right in the throwing lane of Romo, gets a big interception for the 49ers.
Even with the loss of key players over the last couple of years, this 49er defense is still a formidable one, and it starts with the man in the middle, Patrick Willis. The Eagles have to do a great job of blocking him up.
Well, thanks very much, guys. For the Eagles defense, another game without Michael Kendricks, and we saw the impact, Chris, with no Kendricks against Washington. Eagles giving up a lot in the pass game, the pass rush not there. Run defense, not bad, but just nobody playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage. How do the Eagles now, in the second week without Kendricks, adjust against an entirely different looking offense?
Yes, you're going to start with the running game there. You have to stop Frank Gore and Carlos Hyde, and you're probably going to see Emmanuel Acho and Casey Matthews, who can play in both the base and nickel packages. They took the majority of the snaps in the win over Washington. In pass coverage situations, person to watch can be Marcus Smith II. He was in the teens in terms of snap count, making his NFL debut on defense. He has the athleticism to cover. He can also rush the passer, and he's someone I'm keeping my eye on going against Colin Kaepernick. Another person to watch, if the Eagles go in the dime package, Nolan Carroll II, I think he's someone who could play a big factor in this game, getting some increased reps and possibly putting a dent in that San Francisco offense.
Yeah, I think it also is incumbent upon the other Eagles linebackers to step up their play, particularly the pass rush. Trent Cole, Connor Barwin, maybe you'll see them come off the edge just a little bit more to play some more contain to keep Kaepernick in the pocket. And D'Amico Ryan's always steady, always consistent, always solid, and very durable. Eagles need a big game from him as well. It's going to be a tough defensive effort against an offense that really has not become unshackled this season. We hope that doesn't happen on Sunday against the Eagles, particularly in the second half. But certainly a team defense that must rise up as one against a pretty balanced, when it's going, San Francisco offense.
And one of the players to watch in the Eagles secondary is going to be nickel cornerback Brandon Boykin. Sure, he hasn't recorded an interception yet this season, but he's itching to get his hands on a Colin Kaepernick football. And on the other side here on Eagles 360, I sit down with him in the Fan Cave studio for this week's Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. Boykin, who has a future in broadcasting, gets a shot to showcase his play-by-play talent.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified, authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to another edition of Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. And joining me this week is third-year cornerback Brandon Boykin. Brandon, first question I want to ask you is this. Do you still keep a list in your room of the corners who were drafted ahead of you in the 2012 NFL Draft?
I do still have the list. The list is actually in the same exact place as it was when I first got to Philly. So it is still exactly where it was.
Brandon, 6 interceptions, tied for second in the league last season. What's tougher, getting the big interception, or downing a punt at the 1 yard line, which is something that you're excellent at doing?
I'd say getting the big interception. I think like downing the punt and catching the ball is like just second nature to me. I like that's one of my favorite plays, being able to run down there and have the opportunity to make a play right before it hits the goal line. So that's easy to me.
Now you have a future in broadcasting, something that you study at Georgia, something you want to do. I'm going to give you an opportunity. You can be the play-by-play voice. You can be Merrill Reese and call your interception.
Call my interception?
Call your interception.
I've heard it a couple times. And I don't want to make fun of Merrill.
You can do it your way, but do it Brandon Boykin's way. You can do it your way.
I was going to do it like Merrill.
You can do it like Merrill. Even better. If you
can
do it Merrill.
Brandon Boykin for the interception.
My best Merrill impression.
That's impressive. Very, very nice job on the spot. Who are some other impersonations you can do? I've heard from players' team that you're one of the best. So,
I sing country. One day I'm gonna have to do that for you guys.
Okay, we can say that for later.
Yeah, we gotta
do that today. Brandon, you've gone against some of the best receivers in the league. Who is the best one that you faced?
The best one I faced, I would have to say Calvin Johnson. Although I didn't face him a lot, he wasn't in the slot that much, but. Everybody in the league probably would say that that's a cornerback. But one of my former teammates, AJ Green, is not far behind. He's definitely right on his heels of being one of the best, if not the best in the league.
Are you just giving him love because he's a Georgia guy, or?
I think everybody would agree. AJ is second to Calvin as far as best receiver.
Now, Brandon, you're known as one of the most well-dressed players in the locker room.
I didn't know that. Would you say
you're the best?
I wouldn't say I'm the best. I like to, on the record, none of my suits or anything are like tailored. I like mix and match, and I do all of that myself. But there are some guys that like get it nice, like Malcolm and Nate, and those guys can dress just as well. So we wear a lot of sweatsuits, so a lot of times we don't get to see that. But I would love to do something to see who could be the best dressed.
I think of when Brian Dawkins was here, that he was a well-dressed guy as well. So is it something about playing the secondary?
Yeah, I think...
just going by the guy's name there, so...
It is. It's kind of a part of my game, I would say. I can't speak for everybody else, but getting up and on a game day and, looking nice and acting like you're going, somewhere and handling business, it's kind of a part of the routine.
So you're also a very good basketball player. You played on the Eagles offseason basketball team. Would you say you're the best with... the number of guys who are offered Division I scholarships, such as yourself, are you the best Eagles basketball player?
Overall, no. But
you're being humble on this one, really?
I'm not. I'm not gonna say that because I'm not a great jump shot. I'm not a great jump shooter.
Okay.
That's probably the one knock on me. If I had a jump shot, I would definitely say I'd be the best player, and I probably would have been playing basketball. But there's a lot of guys that have a better overall game. I'll say that than me. But as far as like. The wild plays, I think I'll get that for you.
So who is the best overall player?
Best overall player? I'd probably say Mac. Mac got a really nice jump shot. He can dribble. He's quick. Nick can shoot too. So Brad can shoot. I mean, it's a lot of different guys. But as far as, dunking and the highlight plays, that's me.
So let me ask you this. So you've been known for making big plays. Obviously an athletic freak. How come you're not on the offensive side of the football?
That's just the NFL. I mean, there's guys that are – everybody that's here probably was the most athletic guy on their college team or the best player on their college team, and that's why it's the NFL. So, I actually played offense my entire life until college, and then I played a little bit in college, but, I definitely feel like I'm better suited for defense.
All right, so we talked about how you're well-dressed, obviously tremendous physique. How long did it take you to get dressed?
It doesn't take me very long to get dressed in the morning. To be honest, when I'm coming to the facility, I'll go in my closet and the first thing I see, I'll put on. But the thing that takes me the longest is like trying to find out like which pair of shoes to put on. That's always the hardest part,
How many pairs do you have?
I got a lot of shoes. I'd probably say about 200, maybe 250. But they're not all here, but I got a pretty good collection here. And then sometimes I'll just look at my collection, like, what do I want to put on today? It could take about 5 or 10 minutes.
Favorite pair?
My favorite pair of shoes of all time are the Air Jordan 11s. They're like the patent leather ones, and I got a good amount of those in different colors, and those are always been my favorites.
So it's one thing getting dressed when you're coming to the facility, because obviously you're wearing sweats. So if you're going on a night of the town with your fiance, who's going to take longer to get dressed? You or her?
She's going to take longer, but
have to be very careful how you answer this question.
She's going to take longer than me just for the simple fact that she's going to check herself like 30 times. But I'm going to try on a lot of different outfits, but in my head I know like what I probably would want to wear, so I'll get it ready.
Brandon, it's your third year in the league. It's the first time in over a decade that this team has been 3-0 to start the season. What is special about this Eagles team?
Just the team chemistry, the camaraderie that we have as teammates. Like Coach Kelly was saying it. He says it all the time. Like, I mean, everybody knows that this is a business, the NFL, but here we don't feel like it's a business. We feel like we're back at college and, like, this is all that we have and this is what we're playing for, and that's why we're able to just gel on the field and trust each other when things aren't going right, and that's been every game this season. So I think just the chemistry that we have and the trust that we have in each other is going to continue to grow, and we're going to continue to get better because of it.
Lace Calico presents Crunch Time. Our special guest this week, cornerback Brandon Boykin, thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Lay's Kettle Cook. Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein. From the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Now Eagles fans, Bob Discount Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on New York. Visit the website on the screen. Contest ends September 29th, 2014. Your chance to win 11 tickets, Eagles and New York. That sounds like a great deal. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave and Chris here on Thursday. Washington taking a beating at the hands of the New York Giants, and Kirk Cousins comes crashing down to earth after a big game against the Eagles last Sunday.
5 turnovers, 4 interceptions total, and Eli Manning looking sharp with Larry Donnell. 3 touchdown receptions there. Giants offense coming to life all of a sudden, and they'll be here in a couple of weeks, and they're making some noise, letting the Eagles know that they've got some competition in the NFC East.
And Washington, meanwhile, hosts Seattle next week, and then at Arizona, a real chance to be 1-5. So tough sledding for Jay Gruden and his football team. All right, now let's talk a little bit about some of the off-the-field activities that we all enjoy, and that is tailgating. And our Amorosos on the menu featured Michael Kendricks and
Colleen
from Hapro Deli are putting it together, the sandwich of the week.
Hi, I'm Mike Kendricks with your Philadelphia Eagles. Today we have Colleen. Colleen, tell these fans where you're from.
I'm from Hapro Deli in Hapro, Pennsylvania.
Okay, what do we have on today's menu?
Today, we have the Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell.
Yes, it's honey glazed ham, Swiss cheese, and honey mustard dressing with lettuce, tomato, and onion.
As good as that Liberty Bell sandwich looks, it's not a sandwich until it's on an Amorosa's roll.
Do you have a favorite tailgate sandwich? Enter your photo at the Amorosa's Sandwich Selfie Sweepstakes for a chance to win an invitation to lunch with me at the Eagles facility. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/sandwichselfie.
All right, so now we're all set up for Sunday, the Eagles and the 49ers. Make sure you're with us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com at 4 o'clock on Sunday as our pregame show roars. Of course, we've got the Eagles Television Network going before that. So a full day of Eagles coverage for you. And we return on Monday with Eagles 360 at 5 o'clock. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us here. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.